Hello! Welcome back to another episode of Macro Magic with Michelle. I am your host, Michelle Williams. Today, we are continuing the series of the individual predictions for each of the 9 signs of the 9-star key. And this is for the year 2023. Today, we are going over 7 metal placements. If whether you have 7 metal as your first, second, or third number, listen up. This applies to you. So, in 2023, 7 metal, you're in the house of 8 soil, the house of change, the house of revolution, ideas, research, social isms, and planning. Before I continue, this is a bomb house to be in. A bomb house to be in. 8 soil house. I don't think it's enough credit, okay? Some people can twist it and turn it. At face value, you might think, ugh. Because if you look at the magic square and you look at the circles, you'll see that the circle inside the 8 soil house is mostly dark. And it's got a little triangle, a little arrow kind of, like a greater than symbol. And based off of what I've said in previous videos, you might have heard me say that when the circle is more open, that means more free moving energy, generally more conventionally positive attributes. And when there's some darkness, that shows a little bit more slowing down energy, a little bit more restriction, a little bit more hidden, more introverted energy. And so people can take that, you know, general description, and they can make it seem like a bad thing. Like, this is bad that it's withdrawn energy. This is not good because I don't have the freedom to travel, or it's not really showing blessings or new beginnings. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 girl. No. I love the darkness as much as I love the lightness. Maybe that's why they diagnosed me bipolar. I don't really know. I don't really know. But you'll see in this house of revolution, this 8 soil house, it's mostly dark, but it's got that little bit of lightness in that little arrow. This is a bomb house to be in. That's all I got to say. But let's continue. Let's continue. Let's continue. Like, who doesn't love a rebel? Who doesn't love a revolution? I'm here for a revolution. You say you want a revolution, you know. I'm going to link that song down below. Listen to that song. That's your theme song of this year, girl. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm too much into the revolution. I lost my place. Okay. This corresponds to the time between midnight and dawn, and represents the pivot or balancing point between night and day. That's an awesome time. How many of you guys stay up until that time? A lot of artists. That's where we come alive. Okay. Maybe that's also too why I love the House of Revolution. It's a time of change or revolution during which you may change your living place, occupation, or way of thinking, and is the beginning of a new 9-year cycle. So, I've said in other videos, when I talk about the eight soil house, is that sometimes this revolution or this big change may be unexpected. So, But sometimes people are already feeling it. People either they're already in the process of a big change, they're already working on a new philosophy or something like that, or it's like their life pushes them to a point where they have to make that change. Like, what else is it going to be? I don't mean to put fear out there, because honestly, girl, this is coming from, I don't know, maybe it's because of, maybe I got Scorpio Pluto, maybe I got, a lot of cardinal energy in my chart, maybe because I've been through so much darkness in my life, maybe because I'm a life path one, but honestly, this kind of stuff, I don't see it as a scary thing. I see it as, what a great opportunity. Like, what opportunities lie on the other side of this? Like, the universe always has to make balance, okay? Always does. That's why ancient Chinese medicine based their whole philosophy on how to heal people, on how to correct any injustice, base it on the balance of yin and yang. So, you know, what comes up must come down. So let's say even something drastic happens in your life. Maybe you lose a job. Maybe you're forced out of your living space. Maybe for some reason you get disconnected from people that you were connected to. Some big life changes, man, okay? That most people would think, whoa, that's so horrible. No. Okay, yes, you know, if you had a connection to it, of course it's going to feel painful. Of course, change is always painful. Revolution is always painful. But at the same time, what's on the other side of this? These are the three things that I repeat to myself every single day. I ask the universe, you can ask God, whatever you believe in, you can say these statements. I learned this from one of my energy healers that I worked with a long time ago during my Saturn's return. She did the energy practice called access bars. If you guys haven't heard of access bars, I highly recommend it. So awesome. But anyways, my access bars healer, she would always remind me, Michelle, when you wake up in the morning, ask the universe, what else is possible? How does it get better? And then say a statement to yourself, everything in life is coming towards me with ease, joy, and glory. Repeat this, repeat this, repeat this, repeat this. And I really think that not only does it allow you to have some hope, but you're talking to the universe, asking you shall receive, seek and you shall find, okay? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Friends, I really believe in divine timing. And so, something like, you know, when something so drastic happens, you know, this is an amazing opportunity for something new. Listen, as unexpected as this negative thing is, why can't there be just as unexpected positive thing? Why not? If miracles happen, if tragedy happens, so does miracles. That is yin and yang. That's the balance. Okay. So it's like really exciting. I can tell you guys stories, man, of crazy stuff like that in my life, where most people would think, this is why I'm in the place where I'm in today. This is why I'm speaking on this. Because there's been so many situations in my life where I thought I was going to die, where I thought I had nobody, where the situation seemed bleak and just kept looking bleaker and bleaker and bleaker. Then all of a sudden, craziness. Okay. I can't even believe. But I lived through it, I've seen it, and now I do believe, and that's why I'm telling you this. Anyway, let's continue. Oh, yeah, and then it's the beginning of a new 9-year cycle. So, the time of life, of a human's life, that corresponds with this is when you're an infant. So, you're already out of the womb. Now you're an infant. And so, this, is a time where, again, we can correlate it with those circles in the houses in the magic square. So, once again, the darkness represents slow energy, maybe dependence on something else, self-nourishment, self-growth. And so, when you're an infant, you have to rely on your parents. You have to. There's no other way. You can't live. Okay? So, but it's a very formative time. If your parents don't take care of you at this time, that sets you up not in the best way. Okay, there's a lot of controversy about breastfeeding and all that stuff, but let the record show, breastfeeding is the best way to set your baby up for the rest of their life, not just the nourishment from the mother's milk, but the sense of connection and belonging, the relationship. Because the relationship between the mother and the child sets up not just the child's sense of security in this world, psychologically, but also the way that the children feel connected with literally every other person for the rest of their lives. And how many people are in therapy trying to get to that point? I know it may sound easier said than done, but literally so many problems in this world can be resolved if the mothers just breastfed their babies. Health problems, mental health problems, world problems, civil problems, social problems. If we as women can understand and really take care of ourselves, really prioritize our connection to our baby while they're an infant and breastfeed them, girl, you're doing more than the Lord's work. Okay? More than the Lord's work. Okay, anyway, continuing. Let's see. Oh yeah, so anyways, why I went into that whole tangent? 'Cause this basically, like I said, it's the start of a new cycle. Basically, you're like an infant. So, kind of going along with that, this is a, like I said, good time for using the support of other people, like an infant would rely on the support of their mother and father, especially mother. Really take care of your health. Once again, just like mother's milk is the best thing for a baby, really take care of yourself this year. You're probably gonna feel like you need that support, and do not hesitate to reach out for that help, to accept that help, to prioritize your mental and physical health this year. You may find new meaning in your life and work. Once again, something crazy, something unexpected might happen. Whether you feel it coming, whether you see it coming, whether you're already working on it, or it comes out of the blue, this is a life-changing moment. This is a life-changing year. And from whatever happens this year, it's going to change your perspective 1,000%. How you thought about something, whether it's your job, the way you live your life, your spirituality, the way you take care of yourself, your relationship with others, whatever it may be, your politics, it's going to change you. For the better, girl. May not be the best year financially. Although, if you're careful, it doesn't have to be too bad. You may gain a new understanding of health, and your way of eating may undergo a transformation. Yes, 1,000%. When I was in my eight soil year, when I was in the 8-soil house before, I definitely felt that. Definitely felt that. It is important to exercise and be physically active. Once again, take care of your health. You may be prone to constipation, problems with blood pressure, and mental fatigue. Once again, if you take care of your health, eat healthy, exercise, that's going to help with these issues, and especially the blood pressure and mental fatigue. You know, those are usually aspects of our health that suffer when we're very stressed. And once again, this is a house of revolution, house of change. You're probably going to have to deal with that. So, like I said, manage your mental health well, reach out for support, allow people to support you. You're really, you know, you're an infant this year, okay? Ain't too proud to beg. Don't be too proud to beg. I have some black tea here. I'm scared to drink it because I don't want to burn my mouth. Let's see. Okay. In love and romance, this year is a turning point during which you have the opportunity to clear up frustrations from the past. This is one of the amazing, another amazing part of the 8-soil house. 8-soil is the energy of a mountain, okay? And a lot of the times throughout many spiritual texts, different religions, different philosophies, where do people go to gain clarity, spiritual clarity, reconnect with their spirituality? They go to the mountains. This is your mountain year. 8-soil is the mountain. And this is my personal opinion. But when we have a romantic relationship, it really is a test of your spiritual self. It really is like going to the gym for your spirituality, okay? Because you're confronted with somebody and you're very close, and if you weren't so close, you could maybe ghost them, you know, you could just like put on a fake personality to get through the day. You could just let things go or appear to let things go because you don't have that close of a relationship. But when you're in a romantic partnership, you can't be sweeping things under the rug. You can't be overlooking their issues. You guys have to deal with that stuff together. And when you're in this 8-soil house, it's like you guys went to the mountains and you're staying in a little cabin, you're staying in a cave, you're spending time in nature, the wilderness. This is the true test. And let me tell you something. Once again, when I was in my last 8-soil year, I'm just gonna let you guys know that there was an issue that I had a really hard time accepting or letting go of or working through in my romantic relationship. For years, the same issue would come up, and it hurt me every single time the issue came up. It hurt me the same. It hurt me the same. It hurt me the same. And it came up quite often. And so when it came to this 8-soil year, I really felt like my partner and I were finally making progress on this issue. And to be honest, ever since that 8-soil year, it's not even an issue anymore. So maybe, you know, a lot of people would think like, okay, if it's continuously a problem, you know, maybe we're just not good together. That could be it, you know, very well could be. But if two people are really committed to understanding each other, really understanding the spiritual contract of a romantic relationship, if they really love each other, Because this is the thing. If you don't deal it with difficult issues that come up with this partner, they're going to come up with the next partner. And of course, like I said, maybe you guys, whatever, maybe you guys just aren't good together, but you're still going to have to deal with this, you know, whether on your own or with somebody else. And I just think it's a very good opportunity. Spiritual enlightenment. You're going to the mountain this year, okay? So be patient. If you are in a romantic relationship and you feel like there's an issue that keeps coming up for one or both of you, this, and you really want to work it out and you really love each other, I think this is a really good year to finally resolve it. If you are successful, the future can be bright. Like I said, ask the universe every day, how does it get better? What else is possible? Everything in life is coming towards me with ease, joy, and glory. Remember that. Remember, you know, just as low as you can fall, equally or more as high as you can rise. Quote me on that. And then send me a voice note and tell me your story. Okay? If you act egocentrically, you may experience difficulties in the next 9 years. Yeah. I mean, you know, really look at this as your mountain year, as your spiritual development. Take everything as the lesson it's supposed to be. And not just, you know, this is coming from a 4-planet Cancer stellium with the Pisces moon in the 6th house at 0 degrees. I'm telling you this, girl. This is not the time to say, poor me, poor me. I'm crying. I can't get out of bed. Which I relate. I'm telling you. I relate. So relate. But at the same time, this is not the year to do that. Maybe if you were in the one water house. Maybe. Okay. It's not the best year for traveling. Once again, if just looking at the circles, the more dark it is, the less favorable it is for you to travel. Now, if you get pushed into a situation where you have to move, you know, that could be a possibility. But I wouldn't necessarily plan on moving if you weren't already planning on moving, or if your life situation pushed you to do that. It's not the best year for traveling. I wouldn't recommend it. And especially in the direction of northeast and southwest, because those are the northeast is the house that you occupy, the 8-soul house. And then southwest is the one, the direction opposite. So if you are going to travel, if you are going to move, I really don't recommend those directions. Once again, I'll leave a playlist, or I'll leave a video where I talk more about directionology to know more about that. But also, if you would like to schedule a personal reading with me, let's say because a life situation pushed you to travel or pushed you to move houses, or it's already in motion that you're going to do that, we can work out a way to make the effects less damaging, to make your transition more favorable and safer, according to Night Star Key, according to directionology. So that is everything I have for you. Seven metals for the year 2023. I hope you guys have a fantastic year. Be sure to check out the forecast for the collective. I'll link that down below as well. Also, be sure to check out, for the rest of your Night Star Key numbers, be sure to listen to the predictions for those as well, so you get a more well-rounded idea of your year ahead, or if you're listening to this at the end of the year. to self-reflect on the year that you've had. Thanks so much for watching. Peace.